Win in court? Great. Lose in the market? Not so great. Well, Apple may need to rethink how much it pays its lawyers and its executives these days. The company has pounded tech company Samsung in court, but Samsung is bashing Apple in the marketplace, and it's resulted in billions of capital losses in Apple's share price. The company Apple posted a profit of $13.1 billion yesterday. Not bad in after-hours trading, though. Apple stock dropped by 11%. What's going on? More details now from Nick Wingfield, technology correspondent based in Seattle for our partner, The New York Times. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So Apple's stock has been in correction mode for quite a while, and this is another cliff. What's going on?
Well, the short version of events is that growth is slowing. It's a company that's still the most valued, highly valued company in the world, but it's no longer growing like the startup that it once seemed to be. It had this remarkable combination of it was a big company delivering big profits, but also growing explosively, which you don't often see with companies of this size. And that appears to have come to an end, at least until they pull another rabbit out of their hat.
And assuming they don't, part of the strategy going forward is managing expectations, and expectations that Apple will always pull a rabbit out of the hat is part of the problem here, right?
Yeah, I mean, there one analyst I talked to said technology companies often go through a period called growth purgatory, where they transition from the sort of heady early days where they were delivering explosive growth to a different stage where they're still highly profitable but delivering far less growth. And the problem is that transition can be a little messy. You have different classes of investors. And when you get rid of the growth investors and transition to the value investors, you can see the stock under pressure. And of course, none of this reflects on the satisfaction people feel with Apple's products, which appears to be still very high.
Although the opportunity to take down or to compete with Apple seems to be out there. If you look at the marketing of Samsung products and Android products, they've really taken the sort of cultural hipness, supposedly, of Apple folks being kind of older, kind of over the hill, and the real sort of youth market is skewed towards the Samsung Galaxy and some of the other Android smartphones. You know, this is a market that's really in flux right now.
Here's the remarkable thing. It's kind of two stories almost. Globally, Samsung and Android, which is the Google-made software that Samsung's handsets are based on, is selling three out of four smartphones that are sold in the world. In the U.S., though, the iPhone is still the most popular phone. Over the holidays, the iPhone was more than half of the market. So it's still very popular here in the United States. But, of course, it's a global marketplace, and its competitors are competing with lower-priced products abroad. So Apple really has to up its game in places like China and elsewhere if it wants to stay competitive.
And if it does it today, it may avoid what looks like a 9% open lower today. Trading looks pretty dubious today as well. Nick Wingfield, thanks so much.
You bet.
Nick Wingfield reporting on Apple technology correspondent based in Seattle for our partner, The New York Times.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.